Hola, benvinguts i benvingudes al episodi 40.
Hello, welcome to the Liza Linguist podcast, episode 40.
Wow, episode 40. Can you believe that? 40 episodis. Tu pots creure?
I don't know what you just said there, but yeah, episode 40 is
basically said what
mad.
I said in English. Can you believe it, yeah? Tu pots creure? Can you believe that? We've learned so much in these last 39 episodes. Well, I hope you have listening. We've made it to episode 40, yeah? A nice round number. So you know what that means?
It's a test.
A review lesson, all right?
Hear the enthusiasm in my voice there.
It's a test, yeah. We are just, you know, this is, should be a good thing because we're just hitting pause for a second, just making sure we've understood everything from the last four lessons before we carry on and learn more.
See?
All right, just don't really look convinced there, if you could see him. So in the last four lessons, we focused on two main areas. So talking about our routines, yeah, our daily routines, and also the other two were about where we live, okay? So involved also grammar-wise looking at reflexives, more present tense verbs, possessives, and we learned loads of new adjectives to ensure that you could use them to describe things and use them correctly as well. So question is, how much have you remembered, Alex?
I guess we'll see in this episode.
Exacto. Before we do start, though, I want to just give our quick little shout out and muchas, muchas gracias to our new patrons. We have had Laura, or Laura, I'm not too sure, and Andrew.
Muchas gracias.
So, on with the lesson.
Sí.
Somi. So if you've been following along, you will know that this kind of review lesson is, like we said, a bit of a test, a bit of a quiz format, all right? So it's 20 questions. And yeah, it's not just me giving Alex and you a test to remember. It's going to be a good opportunity to just refresh ourselves on what we've learned over the last four lessons and hopefully remove any maybe misconceptions or things that we haven't quite remembered correctly. Okay?
Yep.
So we don't want to make this too long, okay? So we're going to do, as always, 10 of each, like 10 from English into Catalan, 10 from Catalan into English, but the first five are going to be just short, like words and or tiny phrases, and then the other five are going to be kind of longer sentences, you know, seeing if you can use that grammar and those kind of things. D'accord?
Yeah.
So as always, Alex will leave a little pause of just a few seconds to, you know, help you guys thinking about it, answer the question, and then he will answer it himself, what he thinks. D'accord? So the first one, am vesteixo.
I get dressed.
Molt bé, I get dressed, am vesteixo. Yeah, that was one of those daily routine or morning routine ones that we did in episode 36. Okay, if you didn't get that, maybe you want to go back and listen to that episode. Well done if you did. Number two, dinu.
Dinu. So is this like lunch? Or is it a set? Is it I have lunch?
Yeah, I have lunch. Good. Yeah, I have lunch. If it was like just lunch, like the noun, like the lunch, then what would it be?
Dinar.
Dinar, yeah. Aldina. Yeah, you have aldina, that is like the lunch. But remember, it's the big meal that they have, you know, over there. But then it's one of those present tense verbs, yeah? So the a becomes a u. It ends in an O, dinu, but it sounds like a U. Yeah, not confusing at all. Dinu, I have lunch. D'accord. Número tres. Netejo.
Netejo. I'm not so sure on this one.
It's another one from that same episode. 37, I believe, about the daily routines, sort of like afternoon, evening routines.
Is it I clean?
Yeah.
It is.
Well done, yeah, I clean. Natejo. Again, that verb, nataja, is to clean, and we've changed it to natejo, I clean.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was that, or like I brush my hair.
Oh, No.
No.
I'm trying to think. They're not really that similar, no. Na deju is I clean. Okay. Cuatro. Un barri.
So is this in a neighbourhood?
In a neighbourhood? Well, I just said un barri.
So it'd just be our neighbourhood. I wouldn't say our barri.
Our barri, yeah. Our friend Barry, remember? Yeah, just a neighbourhood, yeah. I haven't used any sort of preposition there. I've just used the noun with the article, the indefinite article, un barri, which is just a neighbourhood, yeah?
So I wasn't sure. So if you want to say I live in a neighbourhood, mm-hmm. would you just say bisc a barri?
Bisc an un barri. Yeah.
And then that would become
I live in a neighbourhood.
Oh, okay.
See, all of it. Yeah, but remember, first five, we're just doing individual words, yeah? So, un barri, I'll give you that, a neighbourhood. And number five, al mangiador.
Was this dining room?
Dining room, molt bé. Mangiador. Yeah, it looks a bit like that word, or it sounds a bit like that word. Manja, which is
to eat.
To eat, yeah. So it's where you eat. Al mangiador, yeah, if you have one. So al mangiador, that would be the definite article, yeah. If you wanted to say a dining room, you would just change it to.
So you would say un.
Un, yeah, that's un. It. Okay, it's just un mangiador. Like I have a dining room. Think un mangiador. Okay, so just knowing how to alternate between those two articles that are quite common. Okay, so that was the words. You did well. You got all five. Well done. We're going to go a little bit, take it a step up a notch.
Yeah, I feel like words.
Words.
I facile, can remember a bit easier.
Ares una mica més difícil. It's a little bit more difficult now. But, you know, again, it's from Catalan, so it's just about understanding here. So number six. Al matí, em desperto a les set I em llevo a dos quarts de vuit.
Okay, so you started al matí. That's mm-hmm. in the morning.
Sí.
You then said, was it desperto?
Sí, remember those O's are like ooh.
Desperto.
Tú, sí.
So that's I wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said a time, but I've forgotten the time, sorry.
Okay. Al matí, em desperto a las set.
So that would be at 7.
Sí. Okay, so in the morning, I wake up at 7. Y em llevo a dos quarts de vuit.
Okay, so that would be, and I get up at dos quarts
mm-hmm.
de vuit. So that would be 2 quarters to 8, which is 7:30.
Sí, exacta. Molt bé. Yeah, 2 quarters until 8. So it's 7:30, 7:30. So, yeah, a bit of a long snooze there. Half an hour to actually get yourself out of bed.
That sounds like my
sort of morning. Sounds like my sort of morning, to be fair. So, yeah, number 7 now. Al vespre, cuino, sopo I llegeixo.
So vespre is evening. So it's in the evening.
Sí.
You then said cuino. So that's... Is that I cook?
Mm-hmm. Molt bé. Cuino is I cook. And then I said sopo I llegeixo.
So that sounds a bit like supper. But... I cook, and then because it's got that ooh, I supper doesn't make sense. Sorry, it can't be supper.
Well, think about earlier, we had dino. Yeah, that was a verb. I have lunch.
Step into the world of Edges and Echoes, the revolutionary podcast that redefines conversations. Eager to broaden your perspectives? Each episode of Edges and Echoes features cutting-edge, AI-generated dialogues between fictional characters like an oil tycoon debating a climate warrior, or a tech pioneer clashing with a digital doubter. Join us on Edges and Echoes as we delve into hot-button issues from healthcare to the ethics of modern technology. It's more than just a discussion. It's a journey into the heart of today's most pressing debates. Why just listen to one side when you can experience both? Click the link to subscribe.
So in the evening, I cook supper.
Well, it's kind of two separate actions, yeah? Cuino.
I eat supper.
Yeah, right. Yeah, like I have supper. Yeah, I have kind of dinner, we would maybe say. Yeah, but supa, remember, al supa could also be the noun, the dinner or the supper, I suppose. They do have it later on in the evening. But yeah, it's also a verb, yeah? Supa, asmurza, dina. You can say like asmorzu, dino, sopu. Yeah, supu is yeah. I have dinner. I have supper.
So it's in the evening. I cook. I eat dinner.
Yeah.
And then...
Yajeshu.
Is that read?
Yeah. Who reads?
I read.
Yajeshu. Again, it ends in an O, but this time it's a... Eshu kind of verb, yeah? So this kind of takes us back a little bit further back when we did present tense verbs. And even the hobbies lesson, we learned that verb yaji, to read. So we've kind of been, seeing these again and again. And we also mentioned it in that daily routine lesson. You know, you could do various things like watch TV, read, other hobbies that we talked about. Okay, I think I can give you that. I had to sort of help you a little bit, but you did know that supu was to do with supper. So, yeah, I'll give it to you. Okay, what about 8 then? Bisc en una casa al camp. Es tranquil.
So, bisc is I live. You said una casa, which is a house. So, I live in a house.
Sí.
Al camp. Logically, you camp out in the woods, so I'm going to say, is it countryside?
See.
That's a really weird way to get to that. But.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's a way to think about it, camping in the countryside, yeah. El camp is the countryside.
You then said, es tranquil?
Es tranquil, sí.
So that's, it's quiet.
It's quiet, it's calm, yeah.
It's calm.
Yeah, it could be both, really. Tranquil, it could mean calm, it could mean generally it's quiet. So yeah, bisca una casa al camp. I live in a house in the countryside. Es tranquil. It's calm. It's quiet. Molve, you're doing well.
Yep.
Number 9.
It's almost like I've revised this
yeah,
time.
Yeah, you actually revised this time. I made him sit down and like practice. Okay, number 9. A casa meva, tinc tres habitaciones. Son petitas.
So, a casa meva, is that in my house?
Sí, muy bien. Remember we talked about that. A casa meva is like at my house.
You said tinc tres habitación?
Habitaciones, sí.
So, is that 3 bedrooms?
Sí, muy bien.
Then what was the last bit?
Son petitas.
I can't remember what son is, but is it something like they're small?
Yeah. They are small.
They are small.
Yeah. Son is the verb they are.
Okay.
So it's really good to know this common verb. Yeah, the verb to be. So we've learned like suk. Yeah, suk is.
I am.
Yeah. And then you've got obviously the different pronouns, different versions of it. The main ones we've looked at is like, he, she, or it is. We've described other people like way back. You remember like family. So how do you say he is or she is or it is? I'm testing you on other stuff now. And he's like, you know this. If I said, it's quiet, the countryside, what verb did I use?
Es.
Es, yeah. So use es. And then son would be they are. Okay. So son, petitas, they are small. Okay, and we're referring to las habitaciones. It's a feminine word, which is why we use patitas. Yeah, it's not patits, it's patitas. Now you could say dormitoris. Yeah, tinc tres dormitoris or tres cuartos. So remember we talked about their different words for the words room, yeah, bedroom.
Yeah.
So you could say, yeah, tinc tres cuartos or tres dormitoris son patits. Yeah, that would be masculine because the masculine words, dormitori or cuarto. But yeah, we've talked about three, so it's plural. We add that S. D'accord? Okay, good. You got that one as well. Okay, last one from Catalan into English. Dutxo y m'afaito al bany.
So, ducho, that's, is it shower? I shower.
Yeah, I shower.
I couldn't think if it was I shower or I clean.
No, not Natasha. Natasha was clean. Ducho, oh, yeah. Is I shower, yeah?
So it's I shower and, what was the other one?
Mafaitu.
Mafaitu.
Mm-hmm.
Mafaitu.
Mafaitu.
Shave.
Yeah, good. And then I said, al bany.
I don't know what al bany is.
Combined a couple of episodes here, okay? So we've got amduchu mafaitu, were reflexive verbs from episode 36, yeah, the morning routine. And then I've mentioned alban, which is from a different episode.
Is this a room?
Maybe.
I'll tell that as a yes. So logically, I'm going to say bathroom.
Yeah, it was bathroom. Al bany. Sí.
I'm glad I thought logically there. Logically, yeah.
You would think, like, where do you shower? Where do you shave? Al bany. Okay, I feel like I'm going to knock you half for that one because I kind of give you a bit of a clue. You didn't know al bany, really. So at least, you know, otherwise it would have been 10 out of 10. And that's just...
unlikely.
very unlikely. So I'm going to drop a mark, half a mark somewhere. Okay, but yeah, really well done. Seem to have, you know, understood vast majority of things. I hope you listening have also done just as well. Now we're going to go from English into Catalan.
This is where it goes.
Dun, dun, dun.
Downhill very fast.
This is how it goes. So, first one, or number 11, I suppose. I brush my hair.
I literally... I think I said at the start that there was one I was torn between saying it's either that or I brush my hair.
Yeah.
So I literally said, it's going downhill. I don't know the first one.
There you go. I was going to say, yeah, if you didn't know at the very first one, what was it, ambastesho? Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was I dressed or I brush my hair.
You weren't sure.
Now I have no clue what this one is.
Okay. So, yeah. It's obviously another reflexive. That's probably why you know it's something, but it's not obviously bastesho.
So if I say do I get half a mark?
Do you get half? Oh, you sound like the kids at my school when we do a vocab test. Can I get half for getting this little bit right? do you get it? Forget it. Forgetting the word
Yeah, I'm going to have to pass. Sorry.
It is pantino.
Pantino.
Ampantino, yeah? Ampantino, pantino. So yeah, go over that one a few more times. I'm not going to give you anything for that one. Sorry, not just forgetting not good enough. You have to get pantino, yeah? Pantino from the verb pantina, yeah? Pantinarsa would be that reflexive. So again, it's an AR verb. We've changed it to an O at the end. Yeah, pantino, yeah. Ampantino. Molve. Next one. I go to work.
So work is ciutat, right?
No.
No.
Ciutat. No. But you're mixing up a few episodes here. Ciutat is city.
Well, I'm getting this one. Cause in my head, I was thinking it was something like...
You're trying to tell someone you go to work, but instead you say that you're going to the city. That could cause problems.
Yeah, in my head, I was thinking something like comencio, ciutat, but clearly it's not
comenzo means start, I start. So you might have been looking at like, I start work. I think we did, I go to work and I start work.
So if it's not that, then I don't know.
No. Can you at least get the verb, so I go?
So I go is badge, right?
See, badge. Okay, so I go, we've done that a few times, badge. So you just can't remember what the word work is.
Nah, sorry.
Okay. Well, we did it, I think, as part of that morning routine lesson. Yeah, so we did all the things we do and then we go to work. But we also might have talked about it in the jobs lesson. Yeah, we talked about different professions. But the actual word for work is la feina. Yeah, so like the work, the job,
la feina. La feina.
Yeah, la feina. I guess it could, we could say al trabajo, you know. But yeah, we learned, I believe, la feina. Yeah, so badge a la feina. That would be, I go to work.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you half for that one, for getting badge, I suppose. Right, next one. Just one word. Old.
This is antique.
Antique. Sí, antique. Okay, again, we learned a couple of ways of saying this. So I'll give you, yeah, I'll give you the mark for getting antique. Do you remember the other one?
There were two, antique and I can't remember the other one because antique was easier to remember.
Antique, antiga, or belle or bella. Yeah? That weird.
That's why I can't remember sound, because belle. It was harder to say. Yeah. So I was like, yeah, I'm just going to stick with antique.
Yeah. Annoyingly, belle is kind of a bit more commonly used. Well, belle is more for like people as well. So you could say someone is old. But you can't say someone is antique, yeah, because that's a bit weird. In English, like, you're antique. Yeah, it's kind of the same realm of, you know, translating it in that way. So, but we were talking about describing towns and places. So, yeah, you could use either one for those. So, antique or belle. Okay, 14, the toilet.
So, the toilet, that's... Is that al... Lababo. Have I said that right?
Sort of, yeah. Lababo.
Lababo.
Yeah. Again, that it ends in an O, but it's ooh, lababo.
Is that Pakistan? Because I think there's a V in there. So it's like the V needs to be a B.
Like a V sound, yeah.
And then I forgot about the R one.
Lababo, lababo. Yeah. I'll give you it though. Someone would understand, yeah. If you wanted to, let's just push it a bit further. You got the mark anyway, yeah, you got the point. But if you wanted to ask, where is the toilet? Do you know how you'd say that?
Where is the toilet?
Well, we've just talked about the verb is, yeah? Like, he is, she is, it is. Like, the toilet is. What would that verb be?
Es.
Is, okay. So you want to say something is a lavabo. You just need the word where. Okay, and we've learned the word where way back when we said... Where are you from? Or where do you live?
Com.
No, com is how. Un.
On.
Yeah, un. Yeah, unbius, where do you live?
So you'd say ones.
Yeah. Ones al...
Al lababu.
Lababu, sí, molve. Okay, I said I was just going to do simple, short words here, but I end up just like wanting to push you and do sentences already. Okay, so we're just going to do one more.
You said there was 20 questions.
I know, we've got to get through.
At this, right?
We've got to get through another six. So the word, so for number 15, we just have the word dirty.
I think dirty is brut.
Sí, brut. Molve, brut. Yeah, or feminine?
Bruta.
Bruta. Molve. We'll leave it there. I'm not going to say any more on that one. But now we do have five that are going to be longer sentences. Okay, so let's see how we do on these. Normally, I have breakfast at 9:15.
So I'm going to break this down. So you started with normally.
See?
That is normal. I can't say this right. Normalmen.
Normalmen, sí.
Normalmen. Mm-hmm. So then you said, I have breakfast. That would be... I'm sure I have breakfast is asmorzu.
Yeah, I sort of mentioned it earlier, yeah. So asmorzu.
What time did you say?
At 9:15.
9:15. So would I say normal men asmorzu at 9:15?
Sí, right. Un quart de deu.
Oh, yeah, cause I won't put an S because there's only one.
There's only one quarter, yeah. So, un quart de deu. Sí, molt bé. You know what? I'm going to give you that, even though you just put an S on the end of it. That was still pretty much right. So, well done. Normalment, esmorzo a un quart de deu. Yeah, normally, I have breakfast at 9:15. Okay, 17. At night, I go to sleep at 11:00.
So I'm going to break it down again because it's easier to do it that way. So you said at night, which is à la nuit.
Mm-hmm, à la nuit.
You then said, I go to sleep, which I've just said, I go. In one of the previous ones, that was badge.
Badge.
Badge. So sleep. So that's, is that badge a dormi?
Sí, badge a dormi. Yeah, I go and then you say to sleep, dormi. Badge a dormi.
And then what was the time?
At 11.
At 11. So because I don't have to say like un quart on this one, would I say dormi? A las 11.
Sí, molt bé. A las 11. Yeah, a las 11. Las. Yeah, depending where you're from, I suppose, but we have that neutral sound. A las 11. Yeah, so it's feminine. All the hours are feminine. So you'd say, if it's not 1:00, a la una, you would say a las 11, a las 6, etc. Okay, good. 1 point for that as well. You're on a roll. Okay, number 18. You live... in a modern city.
Okay, so you live in a modern city. So I, because I thought it meant work earlier, I know city is ciutat.
Sí, molt bé.
You live. How do I say you live?
I also mentioned this earlier when I was trying to give you the verb. What was it? Where do you live? I said, on... I'm not going to say it again.
Well, I live is bisque.
See, si, right? Bisque.
But I can't think how to change that to be you live. Mm.
Pretty sure we did it in the episode. I'm
trying to think how you end. Is this one where you would do like the O's or... the ES or the...
It's not a regular verb, this one, really.
Okay,
it's,
so then I have no clue what this is going to be then. So I was trying to logically work out what it might be. So it's... whatever the you live version of bisque is.
Yeah. Okay, and then a modern... did you say that? A modern city?
No, so... so I said city was ciutat, so I'm going to say it's like, is it a la ciutat modern? Do I put it at the end, or would I say modern a la ciutat?
Okay, you were right the first time with the word order, but you have the word city, first of all, which is la ciutat, like you said, so think about the gender. The adjectives have to agree.
Oh, so it's moderna.
Moderna, sí, molt bé. And then technically there, because you said a la ciudad, moderna, that would be like in the modern city, yeah? Again, we've got the definite article there, the city. If we just want to say in a city, in a modern city, we just change the article.
Would that be una?
Una, yeah. So you have to say an una. This time you say an una ciudad, just like we said.
Okay, so
an un barri.
A una ciudad moderna.
Sí. An una ciudad moderna, okay? So yeah, we just need that verb, you live. So again, already I think with the amount I've had to help you, you'll get half for this one. But you live is vius.
Vius.
Yeah, ringing bells.
How's that spelled?
Vius. V-I-U-S.
Vius.
See?
I was never getting
so
that.
So bisque, I live. Vius is you live. Okay. Biu would be he or she. V-I-U. You know, we've got bibim, biviu, b1. Yeah, it's a little bit of an irregular one. So not to worry, okay, but try and remember, you live bius, okay? Like we say, on bius, where do you live? Yeah, so bius en una ciudad moderna would be the correct answer for that one. Okay, number 19. My house is welcoming. I have a bright living room. It's kind of two in one there.
So you started with my house is welcoming. So my house, that's a casa meva.
That would be like at my house.
At my house.
But if we're describing it, we have to say, I don't want to give it away, but just my house is, it's a bit different, if you remember. Think about the normal possessive article that we learned for my. Which you said it, but normally it's the other way around, isn't it?
Yeah, it's confusing. Sorry. More right now.
So, like, if you think about how do you say my mom?
Meva Mara.
Yeah, but you put an article before it as well.
Al.
Feminine.
La.
La, yeah, flagging a little bit now. So la meva mara.
So would I say la meva casa?
Yes.
Okay, so I just got it the wrong way around, essentially.
Yeah,
that's what
it's
you
tricky
meant when you
because
said it
when
way.
You do say at my house, we do say a casa meva, yeah? But if you're going to describe it and say, you know, my house is, then we do say la meva casa. So it's a little bit confusing, it is. But yeah, it is la meva casa. And then you need that verb is. Is welcoming. Is, see.
Welcoming. I might say this wrong, but is it something like acuido?
Feminine.
Ra.
Sí, ra. Acuidora. Yeah, acuidora. Tricky word.
Acuidora.
Sí. So la meva casa is acuidora. And then you say, I have a bright living room.
I have a bright living room. So, I have is tink.
Molt bé.
Living room was... So would I say tink la sala d'estar?
Article is a living room, not the living room. Remember?
Ah, so it'd be tink un. Una. Sorry.
See, una.
So, tink una sala d'estar. And then would I say, luminosa?
Sí.
At the end.
Luminosa, molt bé. Sí, tink una sala d'estar, luminosa. Yeah, so we've added an A because it's feminine. Although, if we said like un saló, for example, then we just say luminos. Yeah? So, altogether, la meva casa es acullidora. Tink una sala d'estar, luminosa. Molt bé. I think I might have to give you half again, maybe, for that one.
Yeah, you helped out a bit at the start.
Helped you a bit with the start. It's tricky. When they get longer, there's more opportunity to obviously make little mistakes here and there. So, yeah, let's give you half. And 20, last one. I live in the mountains, but I would like to live on the coast.
So, I live in the mountains. Would that be bisque a la montaña?
Si.
And then you said, but, which is peril.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest was, what, sorry?
I would like to live on the coast.
I would like to live. Is that Magradaria?
Mm-hmm. All of it. Magradaria.
Is it like Biura?
Biura. That's the infinitive, yeah, to live. Biura.
And then, but I just say a la costa.
Sí, muy bien. A la costa. Okay, so all together, do you want to have a go? I live in the mountains.
Visca la montaña.
But I would like to live on the coast.
Pero me gradaría vivir a la costa.
Muy bien. Pero, try and say that, pero.
Pero.
More of a sound, yeah.
Pero.
People sometimes say just pro, yeah. Pero, pro. And yeah, like you said, me gradaría vivir a la costa.
So on pero,
pero.
The O sound like O's, not U's.
Yeah.
So I'm saying Peru. Now it's going to be
Peru. Peru. It's not like Peru, like the country, but yeah, pero. I know, it's weird, it's annoying, all the different, there's three, obviously the three O sounds. But well done, so you got that one, correct? I'm going to give you the full mark. So all together, I think for that round, I guess from English into Catalan, 7.5 out of 10.
That's way better than I thought.
Way
I feel
better.
Like I got the first couple like wrong and then I suddenly remembered.
Yeah,
all the
you started to remember a lot. Yeah. And in the first round, it was 9.5 out of 10. So, yeah, really well done. Okay. You see what happens when you just put a little bit of a revision in, a bit of time?
Sounds like a dig.
joking. It's just hard to find the time, isn't it? We have busy, busy lives. And yeah, Alex works very hard. He does, bless him, in his actual job. So, struggles to actually find the time to, you know, learn it. So that's why we do these review lessons, you know, because it is good to just take a pause for a second and just think, okay, do we know what we've just done in the last few lessons? Okay, if not, we kind of go back, or, you know, feel free to use the lesson notes on the Patreon, the vocab summaries, all of those are quite useful. I know you found them quite useful, haven't you, Alex?
Yeah, I quite like the vocab lists, to be fair. I quite like being
real summary just of what we covered.
Yeah. I am looking, actually. Of trying to figure out a way to make it so that you click on the word and you can like maybe hear you say it.
Yeah. Just we're not the most technologically advanced, but we're trying
to... For example, like, I can read it, but then I read
pronunciation,
it.
Pronunciation, yeah.
I pronounce it in like an English way.
Yeah,
rather
yeah.
than remembering how the O's sound like U's or the,
yeah.
the V's are supposed to be B's and...
Mm-hmm.
Or in Perot's case, the O's sound like O's.
Exactly.
Not U's,
so
like everything else. But.
That's the thing. I think, you need to hear it, obviously, quite a few times and also hear it in different contexts and things like that. And it'll slowly get into, you know, into your heads. But we are kind of looking at ways to make, you know, maybe the lesson notes and things a bit more interactive or come up with some sort of thing to make it a bit more fun, a bit more quiz-like. But bear with us. Yeah, we have limited time at the moment. Yeah. But thank you if you made it this far. We are also going to do another little review on the bonus episode now. Okay, so if you are a Patreon, head over there and you can review what we've learned in the last four bonus episodes. But if not, you know, keep sharing the podcast, keep liking it, keep listening, you know, share it with a friend. That means the world to us. Anything else, Alex?
Nah, just thank you for listening as always.
Muchas gracias. We'll see you in the next one.
Adiós.